On January 2nd, a group of armed protesters walked into the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge near Burns, Oregon, and vowed to remain there until their concerns were addressed. In a January 6th statement, they announced that they wanted the land currently owned by the federal government to be returned to the people. Some local people in many western states believe there is overbearing federal interference into the ability of people, particularly ranchers, timber companies, and mining companies, to earn a living. The spokesperson for the group argued they wanted to, quote, let miners go back to mining, loggers get back to logging, ranchers get back to ranching. The federal government owns 53% of all the land in Oregon. Because the feds own that land, government officials routinely impose rules on those who lease federal land for ranching, mining, and logging. This does not sit well with those who believe that they have the right to run their businesses however they wish. The economics of this issue is plain. The reason the federal government owns this land is that when the 1864 Homestead Act provided for 160 acres of free federal land to anyone who wanted it, ranchers found this acreage too small to let their free-range cattle graze. Most settlers didn't have the money to buy enough land. Thus, gigantic tracts of western land came to be owned by a few large ranching concerns, while much of the land stayed in federal hands. In 1908, the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge was created, but it did not become a healthy ecosystem until 1934, when a massive estate previously owned by a cattle baron was sold to the refuge. The new manager worked with local ranchers to set grazing leases at a level necessary to bring that area back from the dust bowl it had become by 1930. As a result, by 1968, the entire region had been returned to prosperity, with as much cattle grazing as in the late 19th century. This was because the federally owned land was managed well. One key element of this management is to avoid overgrazing. It is a well-known principle of economics that if something, public land, the air, a river, is not owned by any person or institution, then many, if not most, individuals with access to it will overuse it. To each individual, that use is costless. For the community as a whole, it spells disaster. A river is polluted. Public grassland is overgrazed. The air is filled with carbon dioxide. In 1934, Congress passed the Taylor Act, tasking the Interior Department with the regulation of private grazing on public land. This is what the protesters in Oregon are opposed to. The problem is, eliminating regulation would ultimately turn us back towards that Dust Bowl era. One final economic irony. Western ranchers and other entities that lease federal land get a massive discount. According to recent statistics, the federal government took in an average of $125 million in grazing fees per year since 2002. If they had charged market prices, the take would have been $261 million per year. Thus, these protesters who want to be left alone are actually getting a massive subsidy from every other taxpayer because the federal government spends more money managing its western lands than it takes in. In addition, the government provides many free services to ranchers, such as the killing of thousands of predators at taxpayer expense to protect their livestock. These protesters are definitely not asking to pay free market prices to graze. They just want the cake of federal subsidies without having to do any of the hard work to keep the land productive for all uses for future generations. That includes wildlife sustenance and nature tourism. Will individual selfishness triumph? That's the developing story from Oregon.